نستعين ونستغفره ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. أما بعد, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. It's my pleasure to be in the fight again, continuing the talk about the journey that we started a few weeks ago, the journey that every person has to experience once the moment of death comes till the final destination, which is either paradise, Jannah, or hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all among the dwellers of the Jannah, the paradise that Allah had prepared for the believers. And we mentioned several times before, why is it important for us to learn about things that are unseen that would happen to us? And one of the things that I mentioned is that the belief in the hereafter should be of a strong belief, as if the person is witnessing it with his own eyes, because this is the one of the pillars of Iman, one of the pillars of faith, is to believe in the Day of Judgment. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came, he made the reality of the hereafter in the hearts of his companion, of his companions, more than the reality of this world that we live in. We are living in this world for years, counted years. And once the person, his final moment of this life gets to him, then he is into the eternal life. We were born, we were created not to die in the sense of dying that means vanishing, but rather we are created to live forever. It's just a different way and different forms of living. The souls are changing and transferring from one life to the other. So the Day of Judgment is where the heart should be attached, is the place where the Muslim seek refuge in believing in. The thing that makes the Muslim patient with the things that he would do in this life, be patient in the obedience of Allah, be patient in being away from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is because of this life is very short, and what comes after, it's the eternal one. And we talked about from the moment of death, since the Prophet ﷺ did not leave anything except he had informed us of, every single detail of what happens to the Muslim or to the non-Muslim after they die and after they depart from this world. And the thing that would benefit the person at the moment of death is his monotheism, his belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messengers from Adam ﷺ and Ibrahim, Abraham and Moses and Jesus and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and fulfilling the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and dying as a Muslim, as one that surrendered to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that would benefit him. And then we talked about what happens in the graves, and we talked about the signs of the hour, the minor signs and the major signs. And today, inshallah, we'll start with the stages of the Day of Judgment. And all the talk, all the things that I would mention, it's not from my own, but it's from the Qur'an and the Sunnah. From the Qur'an, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the words of Allah, and the Sunnah, the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his sayings was not of his own, but it was also revelation from Allah. As Allah says in the Qur'an, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ, that he does not speak from his own desires, but he speaks from revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's where we all get our religion, from the Book of Allah and from the sayings, the authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once the Day of Judgment, or once the person is dead, and once it's time for the Day of Judgment to start, before we talk about the first stage, the Day of Judgment, because of its importance and because it's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth, created human beings, sent the messengers, sent his books, made all these types of obligations and all these types of things that we're not supposed to do. The religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reason for all this is because of the Day of Judgment. So that people on that day will be questioned and will be asked, whoever did the good deeds would have the bounty and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make them enter Jannah. And whoever disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and chose to disbelieve in Him, their final abode would be the hellfire. So because of the importance of that day, the Qur'an came with so many different names to the Day of Judgment. It's not just the Day of Judgment, but rather the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called it so many different names, one of which is Yawmul Qiyamah in Arabic, which means in English the Day of Resurrection, where everybody will be resurrected after their death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa la yajma'annakum ila yawm al-qiyamah la rayba fih. Allah, there is no one worthy of worship except Him, will gather you all in the Day of Resurrection. There is no doubt about it. So He called it the Day of Resurrection. He also called it the last day, al-yawm al-akhir, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Those who make the masajid, the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the places of worship, those who attend these places are the people that believe in Allah and in the last day, as it's mentioned, the Yawm al-Akhir, or the last day, which is the final destination for a Muslim and for everyone. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it as-sa'ah, meaning the hour. So it has different names that the Day of Judgment was named, like it's mentioned in the verse, وَإِنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَآتِيَةٌ تَصْفَحِ الصَّفْحَ الْجَمِيلِ, that the hour is coming. There is no doubt in its coming. إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَآتِيَةٌ, that the hour is coming. So Allah, He called it the hour, which means a time or a part of a time that is, it's not limited to a certain time, but it's the hour when it comes, the Day of Resurrection occurs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it the hour. Also called it the resurrection, as I said, يَوْمُ الْبَعْثِ. Also it was named as يَوْمُ الْخُرُوجِ, the day of coming out of the grave. As Allah says in the Qur'an, يَوْمَ يَسْمَعُونَ الصَّيْحَةَ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُرُوجِ. When they listen to the صَيْحَة, to the blow in the trumpet, where we talk about it inshaAllah, this is the day of خُرُوجِ, this is the day of coming out. Allah also called it the striking hour, as it's mentioned in Surah Al-Qari'ah. Al-Qari'ah, مَا الْقَارِعَةِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةِ, the striking hour, as Allah mentioned. Also, it was mentioned as the Day of Judgment, يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ, the Day of Judgment, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judge between His slaves and whoever was a good doer, his reward will be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the paradise, and whoever wasn't obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then everyone will be dealt with according to his deeds. Also, it was mentioned as the Day of Recompense, يَوْمُ الدِّينِ, يَصْلَوْنَهَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ, إِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ فِي جَحِيمٍ يَصْلَوْنَهَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ, that the Day of Recompense, so people are being paid in return what they have did for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get closer to Him. And so many different namings of the Day of Judgment, like يَوْمُ الْحَسْرَةِ, the day of grief and regret for those who were forgetfulness in this life. This is the day of regret, the day of judgment. وَأَنْذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, and warn them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the day of grief, the day of regret, when everything is over, everything is done, and it's the time for people to see whether they are rewarded or being punished for what they did. The first thing, or the first occurrence of the Day of Judgment, will be the blow and the trumpet. This magnificent and strange world that we live in, where people are living on it and are in constant motion and constant life, one day will come on this earth where there won't be no life. Everyone has to die. And this is the sunnah, this is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that only Him subhanahu wa ta'ala is the everlasting, is the life that no one can ever be living at a certain point on earth. Everyone has to die and then everyone will be resurrected afterwards. Allah says in the Quran, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا بَانْ وَيَرُقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ, that everyone on this earth will vanish, will die. This is something that Allah has made and created on this earth. So the first trumpet on, or the first blow on the trumpet would occur, that would make everyone stunned and everyone is dead. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ. That the blow in the trumpet will occur and everyone will be stunned in the heavens and in the earth except whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will. And as a result of this, everyone would die. And we talked last time about the signs of the hours and the major signs. And one of the last major signs of the hours that a simple and a good pure wind will come and will take the lives of the believers, and then the people will be on earth. The day of judgment will occur when their life are the worst of humanity, where there will be only disbelief and no one is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, ثم ينفخ في الصور فلا يسمع أحد إلا أطغى ليتا ورفع ليتا. That when the blow in the trumpet will occur, no one would hear it except they would raise their neck one side to the other side, listening and hearing to this blow in the trumpet. And the first person that would listen to it is a person that is fixing the place where he is making his camels to drink from. So he will be stunned and everyone else will be stunned and everyone will die. And that's the first blow in the trumpet. So there are more than one blow. There are two of them. The first one, everyone will die as a result of it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would order the blower of the trumpet to blow in the second one, which is, he is Israfil, the angel Israfil. It's the one that is, his job is to blow in the trumpet, and that is the only job. The angel, there are certain angels that we know the names of, one of which is Israfil alayhi salam, and his only job that he is waiting for the order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to blow the trumpet. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith, in Mustadrak al-Hakim, and it's an authentic one, إِنَّ طَرْفَ صَاحِبُ الصُّورِ مُنْذُ وُكِّلَ بِهِ مستعد ينظر نحو العرش مخافة أن يؤمر قبل أن يرتد إليه طرفه كأن عينيه كوكبان دريان. The meaning of which, that the eyes of the order of the trumpet, which is the angel that is waiting for the order from Allah to blow the trumpet, from the day he was ordered to have this as his job, he is waiting and looking at the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, afraid that he would be ordered to blow the trumpet before he can do it. That means he's waiting for the order from Allah, he's looking at the throne, and he have his trumpet ready for him to blow in it. And the Prophet ﷺ said his eyes is like a shining star or a shining planet, of how concentrating he is waiting for the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come, so that he can blow in the trumpet. The first one to make everyone die, and even him, that angel will die, everyone will die, all the angels, all the creation of Allah will die, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he would order everyone to be resurrected again. Even the angel of death himself will taste death, and then Allah would make him alive again, and then the next blow of the trumpet will be the beginning of the day of judgment, where everyone will be resurrected from their death. The day that this trumpet will occur on, meaning the first one, is the day of Jum'ah, Friday, where the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعْتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسُ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ فِيهِ خُلِقَ آدَمُ وَفِيهِ أُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَفِيهِ أُخْرِجَ مِنْهَا وَلَا تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ إِلَّا يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ. The best day that the sun ever rises on is the day of Friday, the day of Jum'ah. In it, Adam alayhi salam was created. And during that day, which is Friday, he was entered Jannah, paradise. And in the same day, or on a Friday, he went out of Jannah. And the day of resurrection would not occur except on a Friday. And it shows the virtuousness of the day of Friday, which is the celebration. And this is the holiday of the Muslim, the weekly holiday for the Muslims, where they have their prayers and occurring every day or every once a week on Friday. As I mentioned, there are two blows in the trumpet, and the evidence for that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it in Surah Az-Zumar. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. That the blow of the trumpet will occur and everyone will be stunned. Those who are in the heavens and those who are in the earth will be stunned except whoever Allah wills. And then another blow in the trumpet will occur and they will be all standing, looking and waiting for the reckoning. Also the Prophet ﷺ in the hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim, that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said that the Prophet ﷺ said, مَا بَيْنَ النَّكْخَتَيْنِ أَرْبَعُونَ. Between the two blowing of the trumpet is 40. So they asked, O Abu Huraira, 40 days? He said, أبيت. He said, I refuse to answer. 40 days, he said, I refuse to answer. So they asked him, is it 40 months? He said, I refuse to answer. He said, if it's 40 years, he said, I refuse to answer. So we know that there are time between the two blowing the trumpets, whether it's 40 days or 40 years or 40 months, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the time being of such a thing. And then the second blow of the trumpet will occur and people will be raising again from their dead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reveal and would make rain to come down and people would be grown like the plant would grow. And this is a hadith from the Prophet narrated in Sahih Muslim. ثم ينفخ في الصور فأول من يسمعه رجل يلوط حوض إبله قال فيصعق ويصعق الناس ثم يرسل الله أو قال ينزل الله مطرا كأنه الطل فتنبت منه أجساد الناس ثم ينفخ فيه أخرى فإذا هم قيام ينظرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after the first blow of the trumpet, he would make rain to fall and people bodies will grow like the plants would grow. And that's something, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in so many different verses in the Qur'an had mentioned the growing or the raising of the plants as an example to the Day of Judgment, which is very close to it when the person is being resurrected in the Day of Judgment. So everyone will be stunned, except whoever Allah wills, and this part of the verse, the scholars had differences in opinion, would be anyone that won't be stunned by this blow of the trumpet. Some said, like Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he said, whoever in the Jannah from the Khur and the young babies that died when they're young and the people that are in Jannah, they won't be stunned with this trumpet, meaning the people in Jannah that are in it now. Because as we know, Jannah has been created and it's present at the time being. And there are Hur'een in the Jannah that are living in it, although the people on earth would never enter it till they die. But the correct opinion regarding this is that we don't know. We don't have any knowledge who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would accept as an exception from the blow of the trumpet or the stunning of the trumpet. We only know that it would happen. Two blow in the trumpet, one would make everyone die, and then the second one is where people will be resurrected. And that's where the first stage of the Day of Resurrection starts. It starts is the resurrection itself. One thing is that we have to understand and realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most just and He is the most merciful subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of this, anybody that dies in a certain state, he will be resurrected with the same state that he dies with. That's why the good ending or the bad ending of a person in his life is a sign of his good or bad resurrection. The Sunnah of Allah, the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth, has been a way that whoever lives a certain way, he will die in the same way. And whoever dies in the same way, he would be resurrected in the same manner. And what I mean by this is that when people are resurrected, you'll find them of different manners. That hard day and that hard thing that the person would experience when he is resurrected from his grave and people would say, as Allah mentioned in Surah Yasin, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. That when the trumpet is being blown and people are being resurrected from their bodies, and they would say, oh, woe to us, who has resurrected us from our sleep? This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ar-Rahman has promised, and the messengers have been truthful. So, when this has happened, when the people are resurrected, and this issue of resurrection, every one of us would have to experience it. And imagine yourself, you are standing and you're waking up from death in the Day of Judgment, and every person would find himself resurrected the way he died. What I mean by this is that if the person died committing a sin, he would be resurrected by the same sin that he was committing when he died. If he would die on the obedience of Allah, he would be resurrected by the same way. Some people will be resurrected saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, saying to Allah we return, or we answer the call of Allah. Why? Because they died when they were making Hajj. So they died in that certain ibadah, and because of that, they would be resurrected with the same manner that they died with. The Prophet ﷺ in the hadith, authentic hadith narrated by Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, and Muslim Imam Ahmad, that a man was with the Prophet ﷺ, and his camel, he had fell from his camel and he died when he was in a state of ihram. He was in Hajj, he was making the pilgrimage and he died. The Prophet ﷺ told the people, اغسلوه بماء وسد, wash him and wrap him in his clothes, and do not put any perfume on him, and do not cover his head, because on the Day of Judgment he will be resurrected saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. So one person, or you see people being resurrected on the Day of Judgment saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, like the people in pilgrimage said. You will find people are being resurrected on the Day of Judgment with a wound, and their wound is being bleeding, and the color is the color of blood, and the smell is the fragrance of musk. Who are those? Those who are died as martyrs. Those who died as martyrs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would resurrect them the way they died, but with the fragrance of a musk when they are resurrected. Those who died when their last uttering of any words during this life is La ilaha illallah, they would be resurrected saying La ilaha illallah. Those who died in sujood, when prostrating, in that case they would be resurrected also when they are saying La ilaha illallah, making sujood, making worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other side, those who died committing a sin, you'll find them being resurrected with the same sin that they died with. As the Prophet ﷺ said and mentioned, that those who died and they had stole things from people, they would come on the Day of Judgment carrying what they have stole on their backs. They would have what they stole on their backs as a witness and a shameful thing for them to have, carrying it on their backs on the Day of Resurrection. Also, those who died when they were addicted to drinking alcohol, for example, they would be resurrected with a cup of wine or an alcohol in their hand to prove or to show their sinful act that they did, and so on and so forth. And those who used to act with and deal with usury, riba, Prophet ﷺ said that they also will be resurrected with their belly swallowed and big, and they cannot move, and they would fall in the, once they are resurrected, and they would stand up again, and so on and so forth, because they had dealt with the sin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden from committing. People on the Day of Resurrection, they will be created from a different creation. It's the same person, but in that case, a person will be able to see things that he didn't used to see in during his life. He'll be able to sustain certain conditions that he couldn't sustain in the day, in the world that he used to live in. The person will be able to see the angels, the jinns, and whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished them to see. And also, so the creation will be different, but it's the same people, the same souls that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. The first one to be resurrected is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned in the hadith of Sahih Muslim, أَنَا سَيِّدُ وَلَدِ آدَمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَأَوَّلُ مَنْ يَنْشَكُ عَنْهُ الْقَبْرُ وَأَوَّلُ مُشَافِعٍ وَأَوَّلُ مُشَفَّعٍ. That I am the best of the children of Adam on the Day of Judgment, and the first to be resurrected and to come out from the grave, and the first one to intercede for humanity. So the first one that would be resurrected in the Day of Judgment is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's the day where everyone is gathered, and this is the first stage of the Day of Judgment, the stage of resurrection, the stage where everybody is being resurrected in the Day of Judgment, and they'll all be resurrected barefooted, naked, uncircumcised, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith, إِنَّكُمْ مَحْشُرُونَ حُفَاتًا عُرَاتًا غُرْلًا, that you will be resurrected and gathered in the Day of Judgment, barefoot, naked, and uncircumcised. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُهُ وَعْدًا عَلَيْنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا سَاعِدِينَ. As the first creation that a person was created when he came out of the womb of his mother, the same manner he would be resurrected naked, without being circumcised, and barefooted. And there's hadith also narrated, Aisha radiallahu anha mentioned hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, when the Prophet said that hadith, she said, Ya Rasulullah, الرجال والنساء جميعا ينظر بعضهم إلى بعض, meaning men and women together, they would look at each other. So he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, Ya Aisha, الأمر أشد من أن ينظر بعضهم إلى بعض. The matter is much more severe than someone would ever think of looking at another one. Her concern, which shows the modesty of the Muslim woman, how can a person be naked in front of others? But in the Day of Judgment, it's a different situation where everybody is worried about their own deeds and how they can save themselves from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everyone will be resurrected in this regard, and the first one to be to wear clothes in the Day of Judgment is Ibrahim alayhi salam, Prophet Abraham alayhi salam. He'll be the first one to wear or to be covered with clothes, as it's mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ أَوَّلُ الْخَلَائِقِ يُكْتَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْخَلِيلِ. The first of the creation of Allah that would be covered with clothes in the Day of Judgment will be Ibrahim alayhi salam, as bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Ibrahim alayhi salam. The place where people will be resurrected, the land where people will be gathered on the Day of Judgment, it's a different land than the earth that we live in. As Allah says in the Quran, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ وَبَرَضُ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. On a day when the earth will be changed by another one, and the skies and the heavens will be also changed, and they will all be appearing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith, narrated by Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim, يُحْشَرُ النَّاسُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَىٰ أَرْضٍ بَيْضَاءَ عَفْرَىٰ كَقَرْصَةٍ نَقِيٍّ. That the people will be gathered and collected on the Day of Resurrection on a white land, like the whiteness of the flower, and that's where the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that it's going to be a white land. It's white as it's white, like the white of the flower, and so it's going to be a different place and a different color, which is a white color, as the Prophet ﷺ. And as I mentioned, it's just the moment where everybody is resurrected and they see how they were resurrected according to the way they lived their life, whether it's in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or whether it's in disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believing in the Day of Judgment is one of the major pillars of the religion. Whoever denies the Day of Judgment, he is outside the fold of Islam. It's the day where every Muslim works for. It's the day where the companions of the Prophet ﷺ gave their lives for the sake of Allah, to enjoy that day of resurrection to be on the side of the believers and the side where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bestow his bounties on. A Muslim should prepare himself for that day, prepare himself for the horror that he would see on the day of resurrection, which is more reality than this life that we live in. All this life that we live in would be like an illusion on the day of judgment. People would come on the day of judgment and they would look back at this earth and they would consider it as nothing. It's the time of an hour that they lived. No matter how long a person would live his life, would appear to him like as if he lived only an hour, or the time where you meet someone and you introduce yourself to him and he would answer back and that is over. But the everlasting one is the day of resurrection, where all the differences of the creation of Allah will occur, and people will be divided and split into groups, the group of the believers and the groups of the disbelievers, and how those who used to spread injustice and mischief on the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of what they do. And they are just being postponed to the Day of Judgment. As Allah says in the Quran, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارُ. Consider not that Allah is unaware of that which the Zalimun, the polytheists, the wrongdoers do, but He gives them respite up to a day when the eyes will stare in horror. مُهْطَعِينَ مُقْنِعٍ رُؤُوسِهِمْ لَا يَرْتَدُّ إِلَيْهِمْ طَرْفُهُمْ وَأَفْئِدَتُهُمْ هَوَاءٌ. They will be hastening forward with necks outstretched, their heads raised up towards the sky, their gaze returning not towards them, and their hearts empty from thinking because of the extreme fear. So those people that had wronged themselves during this life, they're not going anywhere. They can't run away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have to face the day of judgment, but the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so bad. He created us to have His mercy and to bestow His mercy on us. And but it's the person himself that subjects himself to the punishment of Allah to see the way, and they are not obeying the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I said, this is just the first stage, and comes after it other stages after the stage of resurrection. This is just the stage of resurrection, and then after that the recompense and the judging between the people would occur, and where the salat is, where the bridge on the hellfire will occur. So many different stages on the Day of Judgment, the first of which is the stage of resurrection, and people would be standing waiting for the reckoning of their deeds would occur. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us steadfastness in the religion of Allah. I don't want to talk for so much, but rather just every time we would say something, and a part of this long journey that every person has to face once they die. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us understanding of our religion and to make us among those who are would not fear in the Day of Judgment, but rather would have security in the Day of Judgment, and would have the final destination, Jannah, the paradise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the believers. So I'll leave the rest of the time, inshallah, if there's any questions. And inshallah, next week we'll continue with the different stages of the Day of Judgment from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet.